Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one has the show and the archives and the articles and the newsletter and the blog, all the good stuff there that will help you with your business. And the second one, askjim.biz, is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get small business answers right now. I'm glad Jen O'Connell can join us again, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. She's the wireless expert, one of the top wireless experts on the planet, and one of our top in the Brain Trust. She's the author of the new book, The Cell Phone Decoder Ring, and she's here to talk to us about cell phone contracts and how to avoid the pitfalls. Jen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Hey, have you got your iPhone yet?
Oh, you betcha.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I've been talking on the iPhone for ever since it first came out.
It took me
a couple days to get it activated, but I'm sorry?
You like it?
Yeah, I do like it. Although, I wish I had better battery life, and I do not like the email client. I still keep my BlackBerry.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's not. but the rest of the features, like accessing YouTube and having access to Google Earth and using it as a phone, and I love the SMS client. So there are some pros to it as well.
All right, tell the audience what SMS client means.
SMS stands for short message service. It's the ability to send a text message. Between two mobile devices. And it's also the best means of communication if you're ever in a situation where you get fast busies and you cannot make a phone call, send a text message.
Huh. I'll be darned.
You
know, I'd heard that about the iPhone. I'd heard that it wasn't a great business phone.
No, for business, it's not, and it's
the BlackBerry
is
still the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, it still is. BlackBerry is still the best and the dominant business device. The iPhone can't access behind the firewall corporate email yet, so it's still a disappointment to a lot of people in an enterprise situation.
And also, what was the other thing? What about connection? Are you getting a fast enough connection?
Well, it depends. I do have a hotspot in my office, and then various places that I go, I can try and log into a hotspot. Otherwise, it'll use the AT&T Edge network.
Right.
And Edge basically just means you're going to get data speeds equivalent to a cable modem or a DSL line at 100 kilobits per second, which is the same data network that my BlackBerry uses. So it's not bad, but the expectation is that people want it to be faster.
Right. Well, of course, the news out of the box was that the iPhone was actually going to be on AT&T's slow network.
Well, and that's so funny because they're comparing it against Wi-Fi. And, the cellular network is going to be slower than the Wi-Fi network, but it's still the same network that we use for BlackBerries and some other devices, and it's never been slow before. So
if you just
thought it was funny.
If you're not trying to run a business, do you recommend the iPhone?
Oh, yeah. The iPhone is great for anyone who wants to have a multimedia experience. They've got a bunch of music that they like to carry around with them, and they don't want to carry multiple devices. I do not recommend it if you're going to use it to check your email all the time because, like I said, the email client is real difficult to use. It's constantly searching to make sure you've got your up-to-date emails, and it takes a while to open the email itself. So I don't recommend it as an email device, but as a multimedia device, it's fantastic.
But the battery, I think that was the other thing you mentioned. The battery doesn't last long?
No. Typically by about 6 o'clock in the afternoon, I better make sure I'm close to a charger, whether it's
a car charger or a wall charger. In one day the battery's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of normal usage, of heavy usage, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How long the battery lasts if you're just if it's on standby?
Well, it claims that it's got a couple of days standby time, but the chances of you not using it in a day or of not getting a phone call are usually pretty slim. So they like to throw out those statistics to make it sound like it's really robust. But my BlackBerry, I can use it all the time, and I'm constantly checking email, and it'll go a whole week without having to charge it.
Well, see, that's the thing, exactly. I've got this T-Mobile Edge, I think it's called.
You've got the T-Mobile what?
I think it's Edge or Zip or what? I forgot. It's the little
Dash.
One. The Dash. That's it. I've got the Dash. I can never remember.
I know what phone you have.
I know. I can never remember that stupid name. You think I'd be able to remember. But it doesn't say Dash anywhere on the phone, so it's not my fault. But Jen, this thing is a good phone.
Yeah.
But the battery lasts like 13 minutes.
13 minutes?
I'm being a little silly, but not much longer. I mean, I'm telling you, if you've got a full charge...
Yeah.
If you've got a full charge this morning, and if you don't use the phone at all, I mean, you use it nothing, the next morning you'll be out of battery.
Wow.
In 24 hours.
Well, and your device, the T-Mobile Dash, is a pocket PC device, which is another converged PDA, similar to the Apple iPhone, but uses the Windows mobile operating system.
Right.
And Windows is a power drain. It uses a lot of battery, a lot of juice to be able to run all those applications.
Which I don't need all those applications. Can I turn them off?
Unfortunately, that's the nature of the operating system.
Yeah.
So no.
I don't need all those applications. And it's not. By the way, it's not a great email phone. I'm going to have to go back to a BlackBerry. But what about, speaking of contracts? What if I want to get out of this contract that I signed for this thing?
Well, the question begins with, when did you sign the contract, and for how long of a contract did you sign for? Because typically it's a 2-year contract that people sign up for to get the better price on equipment.
Exactly.
So I assume you're under a 2-year contract?
Yep.
And when did you sign up for that contract?
Probably about 8 or 9 months ago.
You have about 22 months out of a 24-month contract where you're pretty much locked in, and then the last 2 months of your contract, you're eligible for a device upgrade at the 2-year commit price, assuming that you sign up for a new contract. Otherwise, you know, unfortunately, when you sign a contract, you do kind of have to read the fine print, and it does state that you're kind of locked in there. There are ways to get out, and that is to pay what's called an early termination fee.
Liquidated
which is
damages.
About, which is about $150 to $250, depending on your service provider and how far into your contract you are.
Exactly. Stand by. We're going to talk some more about contracts and cell phones with our friend Jen O'Connell. She is the author of The Cell Phone Decoder Ring, available wherever books are sold. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jen O'Connell, the author of The Cell Phone Decoder Ring. And Jen, why don't you give us your website and tell us where your book's available?
Sure. You can visit me at www.cellphonedecoderring.com. That's a brand new website that's just being posted.
Cellphonedecoderring.com. Okay.
Cellphonedecoderring.com. And the book is available on Amazon.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. Can they find out more about it on your website as well?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So check that out. Jen, clearly, if you're serious about email and business communication and everything, you got to go with the BlackBerry. I mean, the Dash that I have doesn't do a good job of picking up email, and it truncates. It won't actually let me have the entire file. I guess it's saving memory. So I like the Dash because it fits in my pocket. My wife won't let me hang a phone off my belt, and so I have to put it in my pocket. She made me take my pocket protector out too, Jen, by the way.
She's a good woman.
Yeah, but anyway, I like the size, but it's not very practical. So I'm going to have to go back to a BlackBerry.
Well, first of all, thank your wife on my behalf. She is saving you from a wireless fashion don't of holding your of keeping your phone on your belt like that. But you know, it's interesting because the Windows mobile operating system is actually really great for some enterprises, especially if they have an Exchange server within their IT backbone, because you can then get your email and your calendar updates over the air, and you don't have to tether it to your laptop every time you want to get updated information.
Right, right.
And on top of that, in September, just coming up within the next couple of weeks, mid-September time frame, BlackBerry is launching what's called the Virtual BlackBerry Client, which allows you to get your BlackBerry email on the new Windows Mobile 6 operating system. Yeah, so you're probably on 5.5 if you just got your Dash within the past couple of months. And that's a very good software to use, but the Windows 6 is going to upgrade it, so it's got even more security protection, so you can do mobile device management as an enterprise. It's really great because if someone loses their device, you can wipe the slate clean so no one gets access to your information.
Right.
And then also the compatibility with BlackBerry, with the virtual BlackBerry client.
So I'd actually be able to... Yeah, all right. I'm a little bit confused about that. You're saying that I wouldn't have to change to a BlackBerry to be able to use the BlackBerry operating email system?
Yeah, it's like having the best of both worlds. It's having the new Windows operating system and then having a client on your device that allows access into BlackBerry, into the BlackBerry server, and gives you that real-time, always up-to-date BlackBerry email push.
Let's change subjects and talk just a little bit and talk about what's going to be available on phones in the future. What are some of the new things you see coming down the pike, some of the new capability?
Well, it really depends. I mean, there's a lot of great applications that are coming out, a lot to take advantage of the fast data network that's called 3G, and then you're hearing a lot about what's called WiMAX, which will eventually be considered the 4G network.
Mm-hmm.
Throughput, which is up to 1 megabit per second, which is getting really, really fast.
That's fast.
So when you have access to a really fast internet, a lot of times you've got streaming applications. It will get better with mobile TV. There will be a lot more with location-based services.
You'll be able to podcast. You'll be able to podcast and stream shows like my show on your phones and everything, right?
Absolutely. And that's a great thing to be able to have access to your entertainment, your radio, your internet, your television, all from one place, if in fact that's what you want to do.
Right, exactly. For example, will a 2007 version of most phones be able to do that, or will I have to get a new phone like an iPhone?
Well, here's the thing. You'll need to always upgrade your device because you have to have the device and the network being able to talk to each other.
Right.
And typically, in order to gain access to the higher speeds, you're going to have to upgrade your device.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be a little costly in terms of the investment of getting new equipment.
Right.
But most important thing, don't get caught up in device envy. Get a device that satisfies the needs of what you want to do on your wireless service. So if you want to check your email, go for a device that's got a really great email client, like the BlackBerry, or taking advantage of the virtual BlackBerry when it comes out next month.
Mm-hmm.
What's frustrating
for me, Jen, is that the phone that I want this year is not on my network. It's on somebody else's network. You know what
and
I mean?
What's the phone that you want this year?
Well, I mean, it didn't matter. Any given year, there's a phone that comes out. For example, the Curve. Is it, what's it called? The BlackBerry Curve?
The BlackBerry Curve. Yeah, I use that product. That's the BlackBerry that I use.
And see, that's not available from – I use T-Mobile. That's not available from T-Mobile.
Right.
So, see, I'd probably upgrade to a Curve if I could, but it's not on my network.
Well, does T-Mobile give you really great service?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The service is great. It's the best, I think.
Good. The most important thing is that you're on a network that gives you the best service.
Yeah,
now,
they do.
Now, if you also like AT&T, and if AT&T gives you great service in your area, and, you know, and if both service providers are equal in that regard, then it's okay to switch.
Yeah, except I got a contract with one of them. Hey, Jen, I got to wrap it up. The book is called The Cell Phone Decoder Ring. Looking forward to next time, Jen. Thanks for being here today.
Great, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.